Good morning and welcome to the Petitions Committee. Order of business and any declarations of interest?
The order of business is per the agenda and we don't have any apologies as yet.
We've got the minutes from the previous meeting. A wee while ago, right enough to the previous meeting. Everybody happy with those? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, is it Mr. Fisher? Yeah. I'll just explain to you the procedure here and the powers of the Petitions Committee, Mr. Fisher. So we're here to, you've presented your petition to us this morning. Now, just to make clear to you what the powers of the committee are, well, first of all, we could take no action, in which case we'd give you the reasons for doing that. Or alternatively, we could pass the petition on to the relevant director or other council committees to look into with or without any specific recommendations. So we could make a recommendation. If the petition relates to another public organisation, we may pass it on to that organisation with or without any specific recommendations. So, again, we could approach outside bodies also. Now, what I'll do is I'll ask you to speak in support of your petition, and when you do so, if you could remember to switch on your microphone, and when you're finished speaking, just to switch it off. Thank you. So, you've now got the...
Good morning, everybody. Thank you very much for such a prompt response to my petition. Gordon has told me I've got 10 minutes to speak. I certainly won't be using 10 minutes to speak because I feel I'm pushing on an open door here. My name is Morley Moore Fisher. I live about 5 minutes away from here between the Morford and Howgate Community Councils at Cockmere. I've visited a number of people in my area and all of them wanted faster broadband. My broadband at the moment, I get about 20 kilobytes a second and sometimes it just drops to zero. But I am about 5 miles, 8 kilometres from the Penicuik Exchange. Lots of people gave various reasons for why they wanted broadband, but perhaps the most significant for me was that the children were all being given internet homework. Their homework was on the internet and they felt that was important. But of course there was businesses and other reasons why they wanted it. And you're probably aware more than I am that BT Openreach have reached their targets as far as supplying a certain level of broadband is concerned. And they've fulfilled the contract, but nevertheless we in the Morford and Howgate areas have appalling broadband speeds, and I feel that BT Openreach have gone for the low-hanging fruits of the properties that are nearer the exchange. You would be interested to know, I'm sure, that BT Openreach are asking a local farmer in the Howgate Community Council area if they can install a fibre optic cable to some masts, or mast, one or two masts, I'm not sure, in his fields. That fibre optic cable, if it can be laid to that you know, would increase our broadband speed no end, so why can't they do it for the rest of the community, is what my feeling. So my next move is to find out, my next move is to find out the cost of installing a fibre optic cable from the Penicuik Exchange to Mount Lothian from BT Openreach. Clearly that's going to be an issue that's going to be difficult for me. I don't know who to contact at the moment. So, finally, my request to you, my petition to you is, can you help me with my attempts to get faster broadband in the Highgate and Morford area? And once again, thank you very much for taking on this petition.
Thank you, Mr. Fisher. I'll open up now to the committee if they've anything to ask Mr. Fisher or any statements to make? Yep, Jim?
It's not to Mr Fisher specifically. I'm just wondering, there was a scheme that the council was involved in. In fact, the council put, I think, £500,000 into a scheme designed to encourage or to facilitate the installation of broadband links into areas where it was not economically viable for BT to participate. Can I ask if this area is one of the areas that may have benefited for that? I'm not sure if that fund has been exhausted yet. Do we have any information on that that you can give us, John, given you're the only officer here? Do you have anything that you can tell us on that?
I think the last thing there, Councillor, is significant. I'm the only officer here. I don't have any information to hand, and as Mr Fisher said, the petition came in late last week, so my intention would be, depending on the wishes of the committee, to come back with further information on the whole aspect of this, because it's colleagues in economic development and they were unable to attend this morning. But Mr Fisher indicated he may have some information, if that's okay, Chair.
Sorry, are you happy for me to answer that question?
Yeah. Yeah.
There was, yes, funding for what I understand was a satellite reception of broadband. This might have been 5 or 10 years ago. That funding has now been exhausted. But the cost of the monthly rental, I think, was something like £30 a month, which, of course, is greatly in excess of the £5 or £10 a month that a landline broadband cost would be, if that's a help to you. So the funding has disappeared, but it was made available 5, 10 years ago.
Sorry, just so I understand properly, when you say £30 a month, was that per household?
Yes, that's right. Yeah. I mean, that's a lot, isn't it? Yeah.
Although you've got to read between the lines of some of the deals that get advertised, it's normally more than the lower figure that you gave. No, the fund that I'm talking about was something very recent. You know, I'm talking about in the last couple of years. We invested, as I say, I'm sure it was £500,000, and that was matched. Other monies came in as well for that to try to, you know, the thing that you're talking about, BT. Picking the low-hanging fruit. There are areas that, you know, they would argue that as a business it's no economically viable for them to go into, and this was to try and assist in plugging that few percent below the 100 that we're not going to be able to get very easily. But it certainly was something, we're not talking about the timescales that you're talking about, there was something more recent than that, and I think we really need to find out about that and whether it... as viable for an area such as the one that's described here.
Yeah, it's a pity. I thought maybe somebody from Economic Development might have been here today, because I know they have been involved with the broadband thing and what's happening throughout Midlothian. So, and it's unfortunate, you know, to see if John's been left to come here. So. Are you looking for the council, Mr. Fisher, to actually liaise with BT, which I think they're already doing, or is this, you know, what are you looking for us to do?
Well, I was hoping to. I was unaware of the funding that has been mentioned earlier on. Completely unaware of that. I was just hoping for some support for you in some way or other. I will continue to pursue it myself with BT Openreach, but I think you have more clout than I do. In getting what is effectively 500 or 600 people faster broadband. That's my intention of coming here.
Yeah, I think as you said earlier in the meeting, just right at the beginning, you're pushing at an open door here. This broadband isn't only about entertainment. You mentioned in your presentation children's internet, homework, businesses. So it's economic development for local communities and Midlothian. So I think the point that Councillor Muirhead has raised, as well as Councillor Rosie, are excellent points that we could bring forward and raise with the economic development at Midlothian Council. Is there anyone else who we could raise this issue with? Yep, Councillor De Vinck. Yep.
I live quite a lot further than Mr. Fisher, and there is just simply no way that we will get the kind of broadband that is from a fixed landline. The solutions are that you go for radio broadband, and Morfordd Council has made quite a lot of progress, and it's the intention on the Huntleycott Hill to put a mast on, and if you had that mast there, you would be able to have broadband by radio wave, which will be a great deal cheaper than what I currently have, which is satellite broadband, which is a very expensive way of getting your broadband. But an enormous number of people, when I say enormous number, there are about 20 businesses all around the area of Mount Lothian, Toxite, and Morfordd, and Huntleycott, and Molesley, as well as Gladhouse, that all are desperately in need of much better broadband because they are suffering the same as Mr. Fisher is suffering from. So I would really suggest that the efforts of Morfordd Community Council get coordinated because they are making quite good progress. There's no way that we can get a fibre cable all the way up to Huntleycott, which is probably the furthest away of any place in Midlothian.
I think that's a very valid point. And, you know, I think the fund that I'm referring to wasn't just about cable broadband, it was about alternatives, as far as I'm aware anyway. I'll stand corrected on that if that's wrong. So you're right, there are other methods of being able to get a service to the more remote locations. Can I say as well, you know, just the petition committee's not been on the go that, you know, that awful long, and we've not had that many petitions coming in. But I think just for officers to know, it would have been helpful. The council's got a broadband officer, not full time, but he's got somebody who's responsible for that, and it would have been helpful if we could have had that person here today in anticipation of this kind of question being asked. And no offence to you, John, but you're not going to be able to answer that level of detail that we might have been looking for. And it would have been handy to have the relevant officer here today.
Just for your information, I did try to speak to the individual involved. I wasn't able to contact him, so unfortunately he's not here this morning. I was hoping that he would be, but because I did leave messages, but he's not, so... Yeah.
Can I maybe move then that we ask the director to take back, and then to his colleagues in economic development, maybe to find out what's happening with the mast that you were talking about in the Howgate area. Is that in the Toppy Pomathorme, is it, or somewhere like that? Right. So ask them to find out what is happening with that, and also as regards to the fund that Jim's mentioned, if, you know, if we can ask that be taken forward by the director, then it might be a way to deal with it. And at the moment, it's maybe not, I mean, but it's see what's going on, and also to find out what BT's position is.
In Temple last week, there was a meeting of Community Broadband Service, and the executive there, Natalie, forgotten her surname, addressed us, a quite well-attended meeting, all people from the countryside. And they pointed out that there are, at the moment, several possibilities to help somebody like Lothian Broadband, which have installed in Humby a very comprehensive system. The only unfortunate thing is that if you use that, you would it would take, according to Natalie, at least 2 years from the moment that you approach them until the project finds realization. So she suggested you could do it infinitely quicker if you as a group all add together some funding and try and get Lodian Broadband to install this. Who could do it if you asked them today, you would have all that working by March, April of next year. I have offered that land owners whose properties all will dramatically increase in value if these properties have broadband would cover most of it, or say two-thirds of the cost of the mast. We're talking about £17,000 for the mast. I would not charge any rental on it. And then people would be able to use that mast all over the rural areas, including Cock Ben. So that would be a much cheaper option than satellite.
Just for interest, was that 70 or 17,000?
Can I ask the council if we can also investigate this dichotomy that Councillor De Vink has raised, the issue of it not being possible to have a fibre optic link from Pennycook to, say, Mount Lothian, but they can do a fibre optic link to the property in Howgate, which is not that far from Mount Lothian. So those two things don't match up.
It all depends how far you are away from one of their boxes. And if they go to Howgate, as long as you are within 4 kilometres of one of these boxes, they can probably link you up. But you are further than that. I don't know where the box is. In my case, there is a box in Temple, and we are about 8 miles from Temple. And most of the people in my area are well over the 4 kilometres areas from that box in Temple.
My experience is that where you have a fibre optic link, for example, I have experience of a box 4 miles from a property, and the fibre optic link, which, for example, at Howgate, it's not at Howgate, it's on at the top of Pomathon, just a bit further, would considerably enhance the broadband speed, even over at at Morfort, just by having it there. So what we would probably ask the question of BT, perhaps, is what does it cost to take it to Howgate? Can you take it any further? That would be my question.
Speaking as a layman here, but I think it is purely down to the economics here. And I think that if we can have a meeting with the council, the relevant council officer, his name escapes me. Yes, yes. Because he explained to us at previous meetings that I've attended the economics of certain solutions to rural broadband issues. And, you know, I think it would be helpful to get that, because I think that while you might be right that running a fibre optic cable to the location you're talking about might enhance the broadband speeds, it's the cost of laying it versus the amount of users that potentially will benefit from it that will be the issue, I would suspect. But I think getting somebody to there you go. Maybe it can highlight. Maybe what it take us.
Yeah, thanks, Andrew. Andrew, we're just discussing, you know, the feasibility of running cables, fibre optic cables to rural communities, the distances involved compared to, say, running wireless type systems. Now, I'm the same as I'm sure nearly everyone in here. I'm a complete layman with these issues, although I am aware that the technology is improving all the time. So it would be really helpful if you could explain some of the issues and what's going on at the moment. Could you press your microphone?
Yes, certainly, Councillor. Yes, I received Mr. Fisher's email, and I then looked up the BT broadband website, and the message it was coming up was that you were connected to a cabinet, but it was too far away for it to be to enable you to have superfast broadband. I think the academics from Edinburgh University have researched this, and if you're more than a 1.2 kilometres away from the cabinet, you'll see no difference, unfortunately, by fibre. So wireless is the option that is being deployed for a lot of the rural communities, and that's through the Community Broadband Scotland. If the community is willing to take that on, then Community Broadband Scotland will help them. The other option is the UK government has a satellite broadband scheme, and that's for I think it's a maximum of £350 grant, and that's to enable rural communities to obtain a minimum of 2 megabits per second. So that's not that much, but to some communities that might be a lot more than they're getting at the moment. There's details of that on the Digital Scotland website. I can pass that to Mr. Fisher. But we have been looking at developing an aggregate community broadband project across Midlothian with Community Broadband Scotland, and we'd explore whether areas such as Mount Lothian would be benefiting from that. So there's a couple of things there that we were trying to achieve, and also the last the current UK government has pledged to deliver a universal service obligation of 10 megabits per second minimum. So like the universal service obligation with the Royal Mail, you post something in Shetland and they try to deliver it in Southampton the next day, basically. Mm-hmm. They basically want to have a minimum of 10 megabits for all the UK. The UK government are working on that at the moment. So there's these things that are on the go. As a council, we can support local rural communities through Community Broadband Scotland and help to maybe get this aggregate project off the ground.
Right, thanks for that, Andrew. Councillor Rosie, yep.
No, it's just asking, Andrew, do you know anything about the possibility of BT putting a mast up round about the Howgate area in the fields or round about there? Do you know anything about that one?
Sorry, the mast is already there. They're going to connect it to fibre optic.
Yep. Could I just ask Andrew? I was involved with yourself in meetings some time ago regarding a fund that Midlothian contributed to design to try to install broadband, get broadband installed in areas that weren't economically viable for BT to do it. Can you just remind me what's happened with that? Is it exhausted? You know, what would this kind of area have benefited for that fund? I know there were a number of projects identified at the time that we were going to look at, but I think we put something like £500,000 towards it. Is that, do you remember?
Yes, councillor, that was the council's contribution to the step change programme. And that was that's a national programme that's currently deploying in Midlothian at the moment. That was a Scottish Government scheme where they procured a contractor to deploy superfast broadband through fibre optic across Scotland. And we're in the rest of Scotland area, so there's two separate areas, Highland and rest of Scotland. That covers 27 authorities. So the Scottish Government were doing that, and they asked for additional subsidies from local councils. So we got a price tag of £500,000 to push the superfast broadband further. This is in areas where BT Openreach deemed, or I should say the private sector deemed to be commercially unviable. So they wouldn't be able to go to some of the parts of Midlothian in their estimation without losing money on it. So the Scottish Government and Midlothian Council has enabled them to push that a bit further. So they're currently doing that at the moment. We were at the end of the queue, unfortunately. They had to prioritise areas where there was European funding to be spent. So they're just getting round to us now. But there's areas like Pathhead and Pennycook, Newton Grange, that are being deployed just now. This is in addition to areas that BT deemed to be commercially viable, which they did a couple of years ago. So by the end of next year, they should be nearing the end of the... I think at the beginning of 2018, they should be about finished, the project.
So is that something that's more to do with sizeable areas that, you know, where there's a fairly condensed potential customers, but no economically viable for BT, rather than areas like we're talking about here that are, you know, much more spread out? Is that right? So I take it that that fund would have no relevance to this particular issue then.
Yes, unfortunately. Unfortunately, that seems to be the case. I was looking at the BT website and the Digital Scotland website. It just said it was areas like Mount Lothian were too far away from the cabinet to be enabled. Although there is a second phase to this, that project, the step change project, that the council contributed £500,000 to, it's called gain share, and it's the money that BT make on parts of the project that are well subscribed. They're not allowed to make a profit on this. They're according to the terms of the contract, anyway. They've got to plough that back into the project. So that gain share is to be ploughed back into the project. It's not clear yet whether Midlothian will benefit from that, but generally, yeah, it's the most populous areas that are going to see the benefit of that. So that's hopefully we'll hear soon on that, on the extent. And that's been one of the problems of the Community Broadband Scotland project, because the BT and Digital Scotland, Scottish Government, have said that, in my view it's a problem, but that they won't say whether they're going to go to an area or not. Part of that, I think, is the engineering problems, and part of that, they don't want to overpromise communities and, you know, set themselves up as hostage to fortune sort of thing. Because if they find an engineer in difficulty, then they've got a whole load of angry people on the phone to them. And, you know, quite right, it's quite frustrating for a lot of communities that they're not getting what they seem to, that they deem to be an essential service and within 10, 15 miles of Edinburgh. But so that then the council signed a non-disclosure agreement on that, not to, not that we know that much different either, because until the BT engineers do the physical on-the-ground survey, they don't know whether they're going to deploy it to certain communities or not. So that is a bit of a problem for Community Broadband Scotland in that they're not allowed to intervene where the step change programme is already going to deploy. There's one or two communities they know for certain that they're not going to be part of the step change programme. The Humby project in East Lothian, that covers Fala and Fala Dam in Mid Lothian. Moorfoot Community Council are looking at developing their own community broadband, and part of the area has been agreed that it won't see any benefit from the step change project. There are little pockets across Mid Lothian that we would hopefully be able to cover through an aggregate project. Hope that's not too. It's very complex.
Could I ask just a couple of questions, Andrew? Just, you know, it was mentioned about 10 megabits, a universal service throughout the UK. So is that super fast broadband? And the other question is just basically, you know, I read somewhere that Scottish Government had paid BT in the region about £500 million to supply broadband throughout the length and breadth of the country. So does that tie in with the step change programme that you were talking about there? So.
Yes. Superfast broadband is deemed to be a speed of 30 megabits per second, download speed. The European Union decided this would be the term for it. So 10 megabits per second isn't super fast, but it would be probably a lot more than a lot of communities are getting at the moment. We're getting it. There are sort of quite complex state aid rules on this that, due to market failure, the private sector, the public sector can intervene in supporting private sector deliver super fast broadband, but it has to be that they're not achieving 30 megabits per second at the moment. And another definition is basic broadband. Basic broadband is 2 megabits per second. So the Scottish Government agreed committed to deliver 95% superfast broadband across Scotland, with access to superfast broadband across Scotland, and 100% basic broadband, 2 megabits per second. That is there's a bit of a definition that having access to superfast broadband is not the same as actually having it, achieving it, which an Audit Scotland report brought out last year. So I think the actual estimate of what Mid Lothian will achieve will be something in the region of 70% delivery of superfast broadband, and about, I think, 98% with access to superfast broadband. So what that means in terms of actually how many houses, I'm not sure, but that's the definition part of it. Scottish Government £500 million. I think, I'm not quite sure of the figures, but that sounds about right, I think. There is I could come back to you on that, but there's a hefty there's a large public sector subsidy on that, on this. It's a priority for the Scottish Government, I believe.
I wonder if I can ask a technical question. I don't know whether we can answer it here. Is the broadband is an electrical signal, and electrical signals can be amplified up. Why can't there be amplifiers in the, or whatever you call them, amplifiers in the line? Perhaps, is that too simplistic a question?
I'm not qualified to answer that. You would be able to throw any light on that, Andrew?
I would struggle with that one as well, to be honest. But, my understanding is that fibre optic is electrical pulses, light pulses, and that's why you need the power cabinet. I think that's been one of the delays, one of the complexities of the project, is that you need you've got your cabinet, your green roadside cabinet, which is connected to the telephone exchange, and the fibre optic runs from the telephone exchange to the green cabinet. But you also need another cabinet next to it. You'll see them in doubles, two cabinets. That needs power. You need power to actually to enable the light pulses to go along the line, basically. I think that's been one of the complexities, actually, getting the power cabinets connected to the telecoms cabinets. That's one of the things that's caused them delay. So I'm not sure about. And it then goes from the telecoms cabinet. It then goes from there to the premises, your house or office or whatever, and that's generally along copper wire. So the majority of the Scottish Government programme is fibre to the cabinet, FTTC. They are doing some fibre to the so there's a natural slowing down when it goes across the copper wire. They are doing some fibre to the premises via FTTP, that's a more costly method for them to deploy, and they generally charge a lot higher price for that. If you're a business and your business model depends on super fast broadband, if you're uploading large files, or if you're on Skype to the far side of the world or whatever, then and you need that guaranteed super fast broadband, then you can get fibre to the premise, or BT will, or another private sector, I should say. It's not just BT, there are other contractors out there. They can enable you to do that, but it's generally a lot higher to do that. Another thing about the Scottish Government, sorry, going off the topic a bit, but it's open access network. It's open access network, so any company can use it once that's in. But in terms of amplifiers, I'm not sure. It certainly can do that with wireless, where you can have. As long as you can triangulate a signal, you can get a mast on the Pentlands, you can beam it to somewhere about Humby, and then you can have little other masts around about the place that will deliver that signal to the likes of Fala and Fala Dam, as long as there's a line of sight. But I'm not sure about the other aspect of it, sorry.
Ian, yeah. Thank you, Chair. My apologies, first of all, for being late due to a diary mix-up. Going back to the original question, my understanding is that generally boosters only really work for analog signals because there's an amplitude component. With digital, it's much more difficult. With fibre particularly, the amount of degradation of the signal is very, very small. So if you get fibre to the premises, as Andrew was talking about, you tend to get about 300 megabits per second, which is why I'd be pushing it, and the council have been pushing it, particularly through planning. And BT have said that they will supply that for any developments of over 25 households for the same price to the developer as for copper from the cabinet to the premises. So the signal doesn't degrade, as far as I understand it, at all, or very small attenuation with fibre. The problem comes with the copper, and that's why at the moment we have... I mentioned in a letter to the advertiser last week that one constituent lives half a mile away from the cabinet on a fibre-enabled cabinet, but because it's half a mile away, it degrades down to about 10 megabits per second. There's absolutely nothing they can do unless they replace that copper cabling with fibre. With 4G or Wi-Fi type signals, you can boost it for the simple reason that any signal which is sent out degrades in terms of the power or the strength of signal, if you like, by, I think it's a power of to the square of the distance. Once you double the distance, you quarter the strength of the signal, as it were. So if you have transmitters placed at different places so that your distance to the transmitter is smaller, then the signal will, in a sense, be boosted. So that's my understanding of how it works from my university physics, more than anything else. But certainly we've been promoting having fibre to the premises for all new housing developments, because that makes a huge difference to the download speed that people can get.
Thank you. So we now have... We've got the petition here. Can I suggest that, you know, we obviously highlight the petition to the relevant departments within Midlothian Council, but also to Community Broadband Scotland, as well as a UK government satellite broadband scheme. Is there anyone else who... BT, do you think we could send this on to BT with a recommendation that they look at this? It's obviously with some urgency. Have we agreed to that as a committee? Yep.
Chair, I'm just wondering if, you know, we could take some proactive action here in providing Mr. Fisher with as much information as we can about the choices that are available up there. I'm not sure if it's possible through the director to ask Andrew to liaise with Mr. Fisher about what potential there are, because there are obviously technical issues here that are way beyond most of our ability to comprehend, and it would be helpful, I think, to move the whole thing forward rather than kind of do it, you know, officially, like the petition, you know, passing the petition on and things like that, is just simply to put the right people in touch with Mr. Fisher and see what the council can do to support the people in that area. So.
Yeah, it's an excellent suggestion. Ian?
Yeah, thanks, Chair. Yeah, I would go along with that very much. I would say the biggest problem, certainly, that I've experienced in dealing with this issue has been a lack of information, a serious lack of information. And one aspect which most people don't seem to appreciate, through no fault of their own, because they think it's, you know, they don't know who runs these programmes, is that we as a council have very little, in fact, indeed, virtually no control over what happens. I've given a parallel example I give is Lothian Buses. People complain about the council should do something about buses, and we say that we can't, it's a commercial organisation. We can, with Lothian Buses, it's actually, we have more influence because as a council, we can pay to have some services subsidised. With broadband, we can't even do that. My colleague Derek Milligan and I, we met with BT in the early days of this this whole issue in our ward, and we asked the question, can the council pay towards the £35,000 figure we were given, cost of an upgrade of a cabinet in Midlothian? And they said, no, it's not allowed under subsidy, EU subsidy regulations. You cannot influence that at all. So there's nothing we can actually do in terms of providing extra funding in addition to the £500,000 which the council has already provided. And then people say, well, you're providing £500,000 to this Scottish Government programme, so surely you've got some influence. But again, no, the rules of that programme are that all that extra subsidy from the council will do is to increase the total number of households to which will be covered by super fast broadband by then 2017, now 18. But we cannot dictate the priority, the order in which they're done, which cabinets are upgraded. We can have no say whatsoever in that. And then when the programme, the Scottish Government programme, kicked off, they then started looking at, first of all, areas principally in Dumfries and Galloway where EU subsidies were time limited, and so they wanted to get those done while they could get the subsidies, and that's understandable, which then meant that everybody else had to wait in the queue. And then they said that there are some areas which I think they call white areas, one of which is actually in a new housing estate in my ward, which are excluded as well. And we asked through Andrew, you know, we asked the Scottish Government, you know, can you not look at this specific issue where places with high populations are just being bypassed by both the commercial BT commercial rollout and now the Scottish Government one? And we're told, no, there's nothing we can do. It's in the hands of the Scottish Government. So the amount of influence we have is very, very minimal. So I agree with Jim that all we can do is to try and help you and other constituents in Midlothian to get as much information as possible and to direct you to the people who perhaps can influence the decisions.
Yeah, I accept that, Councillor Baxter, that, you know, we don't have any direct power with these issues. What influence we do have is that we can highlight these issues and in a sense raise the profile of these issues, which is obviously of great importance. We started out at the outset by mentioning that superfast broadband is not only for entertainment. It's tied in with education. It's tied in with economics, development and business. You know, so this is vitally important to our communities here in Midlothian, and particularly our rural communities, you know. And if we can get this sorted, and I'm sure one day we will get it sorted, but until then, you know, all we can do is raise a profile of it. But once we do get it sorted, it's going to allow so many people the options of working from home, for example, rather than commuting to work, with all the problems that causes in our local communities. So, you know, so we agreed as a committee then to take on board what I was suggested there a couple of minutes ago, and to speak to the local community as well, as was suggested by Councillor Muirhead. Yeah, Derek.
Yeah, just a quick, I'm interested on the part that Rolf said about the possible cable up to the mass that are already there in the Howgate area. I go along to the Howgate Community Council meetings, and it's never been raised there as an issue. I wonder, have you spoken to any of them in the Howgate community or that? But, you know, it's never been raised as a problem for them in their area. I just wondered if you'd had any communication.
Yes, I went round the Howgate community, a number of people in the Howgate area, and particularly the landowner of the masts. These masts are working already, but not with an optical connection. And yes, they were saying they would like faster broadband. And one of the things they mentioned a lot, which we all experience, is that if you get up early in the morning, very early, I mean, you get a good speed, and by about 8:30 in the morning, the speed has dropped considerably for everybody. So yes, Howgate are interested, and I have written to the secretary of the Howgate Community Council with the petition, and they will I presume the meeting on October the 6th raise that issue then with the meeting.
That's probably one thing we'll bring back. There is a community officer. The council does have a community officer who normally attends and liaises with the community council there, Tommy Goldie. So what we can bring back, what is discussed at the Howgate Community Council meeting, and that will be fed back to Andrew and his colleagues in economic development, what comes up at that meeting.
Mr. Fisher, I want to thank you for bringing this petition to us here this morning. It's been very enlightening for me personally and educational to hear some of the issues which are... I'm sorry that we don't have direct power in order to just go ahead and sort these things, but I think what you've done successfully is you've highlighted this issue, which we will now go on to highlight onto other organisations such as Community Broadband Scotland, as well as the UK Government Satellite Broadband Scheme. Also, as a council, we'll liaise as closely as we can to explain what we can do and how we can possibly help and some of the issues involved to the local community. So I want to thank you for coming along this morning. Thank you. Okay.
Could I just add that it would be very helpful if Commander Fisher would actually make contact with Malcolm Spaven of the Moorfoot Community Council. He's been in email contact, but he lives just around the corner from Commander Fisher, so could he do that?
Thank you very much.